Have you ever seen anything like, well, first of all, are you aware of what's happening in Toronto right now? I'm guessing yes.
What do they call him? The Ford man has landed. Is that what has gone on there? There, where they have like surveillance helicopters flying over above and
Bobby.
No, I have not seen this.
It is
for all of us. We need to stand soon. For the love of God.
We have. Yes. Okay. There are a lot of fans who are upset about this thing dragging out. But yes, for you personally, you know, you're probably sitting there with three different video boards of what the cap implications are and luxury tax implications for the Raptors, Lakers, and Clippers.
I'm doing a Lakers segment tonight. Toronto one last night. I can only do these so many. I can only spin it so many times here, you know?
Bobby, I want you to enjoy your 4th of July stress-free. I really want you to be at your family barbecue, and you can put the phone away because you're not worried about where Marcus Morris is going to sign, so that Kawhi Leonard is in Toronto, and hopefully he's about to do you a favor and sign a deal with the Toronto Raptors. So we don't know definitively that it's Kawhi, but here's what we do know, is that MLSE's plane flew in from Los Angeles, from LAX today, landed in Toronto, and Masai Ujiri and Bobby Webster were already in the city. We have video footage of some taller guys getting into an SUV, and then followed to a hotel room where apparently there is essentially a meeting. We've had some accounts say that it is Kawhi Leonard. I have not seen anything definitive like that. No one has reported that with any conclusivity. But I will say this. If, in fact, Bobby, he is in Toronto, what possible reason could there be for him being here and taking a meeting in this city unless it was with the impetus that he was re-signing and staying here?
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. I mean, I think, you know, originally we thought that the meetings were going to be, at least for Toronto, we knew they were going to be like the last one in, but it was going to be in LA possibly. And then now we find out it's in Toronto, and it would be hard for me to think that he flew all the way cross country to tell them no. I mean, so we'll see what happens. I mean, I think, you know, if he does stay, you know, we'll see what kind of contract, if it's a 1+1 or long-term, but yeah, I mean, this is like one of those free, Yeah, we've seen free agency, pricing free agency forever. But, you know, usually you read the tea leaves. Like with Kyrie, you kind of knew, right? KD, you had an inkling Brooklyn was in play here. So, like with Kawhi, like, I mean, we can go on social media and read conspiracy theories. All, you know, 2 days ago it was the Lakers. It was a done deal. Now it's, you know, back to, like, swinging back to Toronto's favorite. So, you know, I'm in the same boat as all you guys, as everyone, even the guy who's like, you know, selling hot dogs on the corner. We're all on equal footing here right now.
Well, Bobby, this is what is the most fascinating thing about all of this right now, is that we don't even know definitively if Kawhi Leonard is in that car. How is that possible?
I don't know. I mean, I would think he is, though. I mean, I would think that the meeting that everyone thought it would be. It would be the third meeting here, and, you know, we go from there here. So, you know, but we're just gonna. I would think something by tonight will break. I would hope, or maybe even tomorrow morning. But yeah, I mean, I think the good news is that if you want to put good news on it, is that, like, you're not in the position where the Lakers are. Like, if the Lakers miss out on him, and it's like a mad scramble for like 9 roster spots here. At least, you know, I did a thing last night on SportsCenter where, you know, just looking at if he was not back, they asked me the question, you know, what do you do with this roster now? And I said, no, nothing. I would, you know, run it back and see where you are on January 1st and see where this roster is and what the record is. And, you know, I know you've got a lot of these expiring contracts, but you're in pretty good solid footing right now, especially how the East is kind of, the East is beyond wide open, you know, except if Kawhi does not come back. I mean, you're still in that, I still think you're in that top four there.
You're at least close.
We've been having the conversation, act like you've been there before, Toronto, for crying out loud. And I don't think it's possible, because we very have not been there before. We have not been in this situation exactly. For you, is there any little bit of secondhand embarrassment for the way that we're all handling this?
No, not at all. Enjoy it. Hey, this is sports, right?
Yes.
I mean, you just won a championship, right? I can understand if Toronto lost in round one and, like, you know, nobody cared, right? I mean, they probably wouldn't care. And you won a championship, and you have the opportunity to have probably the best player in the NBA return, and it's free agency, and it will swing the you know, what happens next year. He returns, this team's the favorite to win it again. I don't care what Los Angeles has done here. So no, I mean, it's, you know, it's fans, it's media. I mean, we're all in the boat together. So I don't think anybody should be embarrassed that we're all caught up in this and the flyweight and the fans and there's choppers flying overhead and, and people are waiting on a corner. No, I mean, this is sports. This is kind of how it's supposed to be.
Listen, we have to try to sell all of these mediums on people caring. And so when people show up and care, I'm not going to tell them not to. Like, that's not the business I trade in. Bobby, if he does re-sign with the Toronto Raptors, does that say more about Toronto and Masai? Does that say more about the Lakers and Rob Pelinka and LeBron James? Does that say more about the Clippers front office and their strategy throughout the season? Like, whose position does this say the most about if he does remain in Toronto?
Masai Ujiri, number one. Canada, number two.
Toronto, number two.
I think Masai, I mean, if Masai Ujiri was recruiting me, I would probably sign right on the dotted line. I think he's got that relationship with these guys where it's like, you know, like, and this is not the case in all teams. He's like a father figure to these guys. I mean, he really is. And it's not just about on the court. It's about off the court. And I think that's a hard thing for Kawhi to turn away from if it's the Los Angeles, either Los Angeles teams. And not, it's not a discredit to the Lakers or the Clippers, but, you know, with Masai, with the trust level, what he was able to build in the 10 months with somebody he had no relationship with, I think says a lot. And I think it's hard for him, hard for teams like the Lakers or Clippers to sell that in 3 hours unless it's just about going home. You know, if it's just about going, you know, to Southern California playing, and that's where he kind of wants to finish his career out, then that's fine here. But, I mean, there's nothing else for this organization to do, right? There's nothing at all.
Yeah, the more I played out these scenarios, because I'll admit that a day or two ago, I really was playing out the scenario for Kawhi and saying, man, you want to be home. You can play for the premier franchise. If you have LeBron and you have AD, you have a really good shot at a title, and you can probably load manage to a certain degree. And then I kept thinking more and more about the executives and this whole wanting to have a meeting with Magic Johnson. It was like, what are you going to meet with Magic Johnson about and actually feel confident? This guy just left the organization in a really tumultuous way, went and did a bunch of media rounds. He went on just about every show that would have him and threw Rob Pelinka under a bus. And now you're going to trust him in saying that, you know, Jeannie Buss and the Laker organization is stable and that they're on good footing. That everything we've learned about Rob Pelinka in the way that the Lakers approached their last offseason to this year, and LeBron James's track record as not only a teammate, but as a shadow executive, would lead you to believe that if you're Kawhi Leonard and you're looking at your future and you're at least looking at a season, the impetus for you to want to be there versus the vision that Masai Ujiri could sell you would have to be, yeah, one of the biggest discrepancies between the two organizations.
I would say the two organizations are not even close. And I know Toronto has one championship and the Lakers have, I don't know, 10, 15. But from a front office perspective and from an ownership perspective, it's not even in the same ballpark. And it's not. I mean, that's the reality of it. I mean, and Rob's done a, you know, he's recouped. He's been, you know, he gets Anthony Davis here. But you're right with Magic, right? I mean, like, maybe it's the allure of a meeting with him, but here's a guy who quit on the organization, plain simple. And then, you know, and then comes out in public and says that Rob points the backstab. But then 2 months later says he did a great job in getting Anthony Davis. Like, I don't understand, like, what's going on here. So yeah, I mean, I think if you're lining up the two franchises, it isn't close. But, you know, Kawhi will have to decide as far as what's best for him here.
So I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but the whole notion, the whole reason that I was so confident, or part of the reason I was so confident in the Lakers, is that, okay, they must feel like they have a great chance at Kawhi, because otherwise they've let every single free agent sign in a different location. They let something that I think you pointed out on a podcast I was listening to, the cap hold they had on Reggie Bullock to have him on a cheap number. They let that go to New York. They're put themselves in a position where it seems like it's going to be very difficult for them without any trade assets to acquire a bunch of guys to fill out the rest of this roster. Like, where are the Lakers at, and what can they even do if Kawhi decides to stay and run it back with the champs?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you're looking at, you're right, the market. You'll have that $32 million slot. You'll have the $4.8 million room exception. You're looking at players like maybe Danny Green, who's kind of in, he's the player that's in the holding pattern waiting on Kawhi. I think you're looking at Marcus Morris. you're looking at. If guys in Memphis get bought out, there's, you know, Avery Bradley and Andre Iguodala, Kyle Korver, J.R. Smith. T.J. McConnell, Rajon Rondo. That's your market of Iman Shumpert. That's your market of guys that are still left on the board. I mean, we've had, you know, I think there was 200 free agents when we started. I think we're down to 78 right now. Mm-hmm. It's 122 guys in 3 days. I mean, that's a big number. Guys are not willing to wait around. And the good one, the Jeff Green on the minimum, the Willie Cauley-Stein on the 2-2s, those guys are not there anymore. So, yeah, you're right. You're going to have to patch that roster together.
Is there criticism for their front office, though, for not going out and addressing those spots in free agency or trying to get somebody else like, I don't know, Kemba, or getting in on the D'Angelo Russell sweepstakes? Or was this something where the Lakers were realistically only looking at guys like maybe paying a J.J. Redick or a Bobby Portis and filling out the roster like that? Because I think it's excusable if you lose Kawhi Leonard and the options were some middling players. It's tougher for me to swallow if I'm a Lakers fan if some of those stars might have actually been on the table and you missed out on them to take the swing at Kawhi and missed.
Well, you're right. I mean, that's the risk you take. I mean, when you created that $32 million room last week, you know, it was all about, you know, there's two plans. It was Kawhi Leonard, and then it was the plan B. And then when the Kawhi Leonard plan drags out until, you know, 3rd or 4th of July, those guys on that plan B are not there anymore. Now you're really in scramble mode, and that's the risk you take. You know, it's like you just go out and discard Kawhi, and you commit to, you know, the Reddicks of the world and the Brook Lopez and guys like that, and just Danny Green and piecemeal that roster, or you just wait. So if you wait and you miss, then you're in trouble, and that could be the situation they're in.